Gaze and Prater here on Sports Radio Ticket with Boise State's Athletic Director Kurt Apsey. We ask the AD every Thursday at 5. Boise State asks for folks to go to the San Jose State Boise State basketball game Saturday.
2 o'clock.
And at the same time, I don't know what you can ask of anybody on this storyline with the swimming and diving crew.
Yeah.
And how difficult or not difficult it's been with that program. I know there was a change in coaches not too long ago.
2 years. Yeah.
And whether or not there's room in the Mountain West Conference for Boise State to generate a championship caliber swimming and diving team, somehow that happened. Yeah. I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
What do you know and how this happened?
Well, we got great kids, no doubt.
Are these kids recruited like tennis all over the world? Is it just there's enough talent in the United States?
I would say most of them are, you know, in the West, obviously, where people swim probably more. I don't know that for sure, but that's probably the case.
We've taken a look, we've taken a look at the roster. It's very regional. Yeah. There's not a single local one on here, but the local swim scene is good. I don't know if it's Division I good. It's getting better, and I'm sure she would eventually love to have a Division I recruit from here locally. But
well, our first coach who started the program, Kristen Hill, just did an unbelievable job. I think she won 4 or 5 championships. This is our, Mike, remind me, 3rd or 4th Mountain West Conference championship.
It's either 3rd or 4th.
Third or fourth. Yeah. Came close last year, lost to Nevada on the last day. Diving was kind of the biggest difference there. I mean, this was a blowout this time. These girls just absolutely dominated down there. And then we hired Jeremy Kipp from USC, you know, brought all the credentials, unbelievable guy, great recruiter, knows what the heck he's doing. I think we've got 7 girls going to the NC2As, 3 individuals, 2 relays have qualified already, and I think there's a possibility maybe for a couple other relays, and they'll go to Indianapolis here in about 3 weeks. And those girls, I think, overall GPAs 3.65. We're in the top 5% of the country this past fall. And so 2 really, really good coaches. Kristen just decided to do something else and walked away from it, wanted to spend more time with her family. And she's teaching, I think, at Coal Valley Christian, maybe, I think is where she's at. But anyways, we really didn't lose a beat. Jeremy came in and did a great job, has got some of his recruits in there that are very, very young. And then we've got a few seniors that have really done well that Kristen brought in. So Jeremy really hasn't dropped the ball on anything, and I think improved it a little bit. And, you know, credit goes to both coaches, but Coach Kipp and his staff are just doing a tremendous job and just really proud of that program, and hopefully they can make some noise back east.
Is it I'm going to say it can't be a facilities-driven argument. It's got to be Pied Piper. It's got to be coaching driven and recruiting driven.
Yeah.
What if it was ever a combination? In other words, say whatever happens with this multi-sport stadium downtown and you do get an opportunity to look at an aquatic center and somebody comes forward and all of a sudden we just wave this magic wand. And Boise State has an aquatic center that they own and operate and have. And all of a sudden you've got this facility for swimming. What would that do for the program? I don't know anything about swimming and diving programs in the Mountain West Conference.
Well, again, Jeff, I think it comes down to recruiting. You know,
it would help all that.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, when we bring kids on campus, they see the indoor pool that's located in Bronco Gym that was there when you were going to school, I think, or pretty darn close. And that's a hard place to recruit to. Now, when we take them out to the Y and they see where the competition is, and, I mean, that's a nice facility out there that we use.
Comparatively speaking, in the Mountain West Conference, your ability to swim there is good to better.
I think it's good. The negative is, and this has nothing to do with the complex, but it's 30 minutes from campus.
Okay.
You know, and so when you bring a recruit on, you know, you bring them on campus, they see all the buildings, they tour all the facilities, they meet the faculty, they meet the coaches, they usually sit down with me, and then you take them over to the indoor pool, which is good for what it is, but it's just, you know, it's aged, and that's probably not the best recruiting tool. And then they've got to take them out to the competition side. So I think the big difference in having an aquatic center of something like that you talk about that's closer to campus, that will definitely help in the recruiting process. I don't know the the complete insight of training for swimming. I always think if you got a body of water, you know, you can probably get it done. But when you talk to coaches, it's about chlorine intake and temperature and surroundings. And, wow. You know, when you get scientific about it, it's certainly for us probably not the best place for practice. And, you know, we've had a lot of conversation about what we'd like to try and do. You know, the challenge with adding a swimming pool is just, it's just a big cost.
Does anybody in the Mountain West have their own aquatic center and on campus that you know?
The one I do know of is San Diego State. Theirs is an outdoor pool that's magnificent. Yeah. And it's right within the
athletic
department. To be honest, I don't know a lot about the pools, on campuses and other places, but I know San Diego State's is very nice. And I'd venture to say they've probably won more championships than anybody in our conference. Makes some sense. Southern California, great facility. I don't think they have to go very far to recruit probably, but our swimming and diving program here is, amazing, doing what they're doing with what they have.
And,
I think that really goes down, you know, that comes down to coaching and the kind of kids that they're bringing in here that they can develop and work hard. And so far, they've just done a tremendous job.
Same with women's volleyball, gymnastics on some. Well, gymnastics has a long tradition of being successful. And maybe this all comes down to the fact that you can get guys from Southern California or a Patton out of the tennis world or a gymnastics coach because you want to live in Boise, Idaho and work here? Come on down.
Yeah.
You know, we may not have everything else, but we got that.
Well, we're surrounded by some pretty darn good coaches in our department. I think we've won 3 of the 6 championships that have happened so far in the Mountain West this year, and we're doing really, really well academically, and, you know, knock on wood, hopefully basketball can bring something home on the men and the women's side, and, you know, our spring sports are starting to get going. Gymnastics is in the top 15 in the country, and so things are really, really good on and off the field right now. I'm proud of our staff and our coaches and our student athletes. It's been great so far.
This is a softball question, but
come on, Prater.
Not literally softball, but Caves and I probably need to stop talking football all the time on this show. And
when's it come up? When's the last time it came up, Mr. Negative? Until you just brought it up.
An hour ago.
Yeah.
I wish the people listening could see this. I'm right in the middle of this thing, John.
It's embarrassing.
It's like watching a tennis match.
We could turn this thing into a Boise State women's athletics show because the volleyball team went to the NCAAs for the first time. Your basketball team is on the verge of 20 wins. Your swimming and diving team just dominated. They won like by 300 crazy points. I don't know about the softball team.
We'll 7-2.
Off to one of
their best starts ever. Go. Yeah, it's been great.
It's time to ditch all the men's sports over there and just focus on the women's sports, Kurt.
I love focusing on the women's sports. I don't want to ditch anybody, that's for sure. But just really, really, I mean, it's been awesome so far. Hopefully we can keep it up.
Kurt, thanks for coming aboard.
All right, fellas, appreciate it.